Mobile.
This morning, W2T stationary.
Oh, just running around doing errands, Rusty. I'm going to wind up down at Amy's house in a little while. How's your day?
Oh, just getting started. I got to get out of here in a few minutes myself and go. I got to run over and pick up an item that is over at the place where we're getting some embroidery done on some shirts. So I got to go pick up the sample and have it so I can take it to rehearsal tonight. And everything, I'll go. They sent me an email and said it was ready to be picked up. So I'll go over and get it in a little bit and have it to take to rehearsal tonight so everybody can take a look and see what they're going to look like when they get done. And that's about it. I got two rehearsals tonight, so as usual on Monday, so that's where I will be later on the day.
It's your hobby, and it's fun, and you get to meet people. Can't beat a deal like that. I think we're going to stop by Lowe's or Home Depot, or both, on the way back in a little while. Got a car coming here. Look at some roofing for the chicken house. We got a flaw in it out there we'd like to correct that lets it leak now and then. Not in the hen house, but out in the yard, per se. And it was our mistake, not being good carpenters. We're going to try to rectify that. Oh, I listened a little bit on the radio last night for an hour or two, and there's an island out there. I'd worked many years ago that I had confirmation on, but it's real boony, and it's like 9,900 miles over there. I like to get the long ones sometimes if I can, and boy, what a mess. On CW, there was 9 zillion operators. So I had to try several times before I ever got through, but I worked him on 12 meters.
I'll get his 2 cents worth in. And, I listened on the radio a little bit last night, but I didn't feel like sitting in front of the radio. I was just... That was the way it was last night. And by the way, I went over by Academy Sports, and everything was talking with the guy there that works in the area where the fishing supplies and everything are. And I was talking about getting the eyes, a replacement eye for a rod. He says, well, you can't order those. At least maybe you might find them online. But he says, primarily what they've got are all the tips. And you can get tips in about any size you wanted. He had about 30 different sizes and kits for doing tips on a rod, but nothing for the eyes. Over.
When I get back home after a while, one place I didn't look was in my tackle box. I don't know if I might have... I had a couple extra ones. They weren't quite as big, but... They definitely would work. And if I can't find them, I'll see if I can't figure out another way of doing that. Them hog rings, like I told you about, that they have down at Lowe's and Home Depot all the time, they would work just fine. But it'd be better if you had a piece of, for example, half inch wide plate that was like 16 gauge that you could put a little bit of a radius on and then tack it onto that that eye, and I think I could probably get that done. It was so busy down there the other day I didn't go back and look, because I went down there on a Saturday looking for some electrical apparatus. So if we go by there today, I'll run back there. I like to keep some of those in stock just for in my collection of junk. I'll see if I can find one. And then I got a little piece of narrow plate that's half inch wide and about 16. If I could just get a little radius put on it and then tack. tack it on there with a MIG welder. That would work great, and it's big enough. I got a neighbor that's got a MIG welder. I don't know if he's got talent enough to do that or not, but if not, I have another friend that would tack that on there for us.
Like I said, I went by there yesterday, after I got through at church, and I had an inspection to go, a mystery buy to go do, and I went and did that. Then I went back by it since it was over there, since that, the place is over there by Sam's Club, so that's where I had to go. I figured I'd run in there and see what they had, and got looking around, and got hold of somebody that actually knew what was going on over there. And he came over and talked to me, and we looked at things, and he said, well, we have lots of tips, but we just don't carry the eyes because there's not a lot of call for the eyes. And I said, well, you know, it's what I'm needing. I need an eye. I don't need a tip. And he said, well, you can order tips. There's a ton of them. He said, but you might want to look online, and you might find the eyes online. And so I hadn't done that yet, but that was going to be my next step. And, but he says, I might find them on there, and you can probably, if you find them on there, you can probably order them and get them, get a package of two or three of them for a fairly good price, you know.
Yeah, you know, Rusty, in the old days, a lot of guys would buy a Fenwick blank or whatever type of rod they wanted, and then they'd put their own eyes on it, and some of them were carbide eyes and ceramic eyes and different things. That was a kind of a hobby of its own, so I'm surprised that died out, but I guess everybody wants a package deal now. They don't want to go to that much trouble. Bernie said it's called lazy. They don't want to go to the trouble of doing that. But I had a Fenwick rod, but I had a good friend that owned a sporting goods store. And when I first got out of the service, he felt sorry for me, I guess, and was poor. And he said, I got one over here, Tom, that's used, that's like brand new, and he sold it to me for $30. And that was a lot of money back then, but Fenwick was high dollar. So I'm surprised they don't stock those, but I know Cabela's, they didn't have them, and if anybody would have them, it would be Bass Pro Cabela's, so I guess it's just not the thing anymore.
So, and I was looking at some of the rods over there, and most of those rods, the eyes on them, very few of them are wrapped, you know, with the wrapped with, and taped down the, and done with the cord. They're actually sealed on with like a rubber seal over it or a ceramic, something melted over them, so they hold them onto the rod that way, and they're almost like a piece of the rod. And it's kind of hard to do anything to possibly even replace those if you had to.
Worse yet, remove one. If you could buy a cheap rod for $10 or something, it'd be worth it. But they used to have real cheap ones, but they didn't have those big eyes like you need. They had little bitty eyes on them, and I don't think that'd be a good idea. You should have a pretty good size eye on it. Let me see what I could find, and I'll take a look later in the day if I can get Bernice to remind me. Will you do that?
Yes.
She's my memory bank.
Keep him straight. Keep him out of trouble. Well, let me let you go. I need to really get on the road here because I'm not accomplishing anything sitting here right now. I'm just sitting in front of the computer, and I need to get on the road and go pick up this shirt and get it back here to the house so I'll have it. And get things, and I've got to listen to a bunch of music this afternoon, so that's what I'm going to have to do, spend the afternoon listening to audio and everything. So anyway, Tom, I'll probably catch you when I get on the road here shortly. We'll catch up to you in a little bit. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. You have a good day and a safe day. 73s, N0TR, and I have arrived at my first destination.